Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Our poll question, though, is which Midwest football team has the most pressure this season? I put two NFL and two college teams, Bears, Packers, Badgers, Cornhuskers, and the Bears are leading barely at 34%, Nebraska Cornhuskers at 32.1%, and the Green Bay Packers at 30.2%. You can chime in on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326, as far as what of those teams you think is has the most pressure for the season. But I want to get into the NFL side of things now. Jordan, do we have some like NFL music that we can throw up?
Oh yeah, give me a second here.
Dude, if we can get some horns going, that will really set the mood. Because again, I cannot believe how close we are to some actual football being played here soon.
You'll have to have me back for the NBA before the NBA season so we can do the NBA and NBC tune.
Oh, dude. No.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. The bells, baby.
Gotta set it up right.
The bells. Let's go. So the NFC North this year, I think that is going to be a very interesting division because you have the Packers, you have the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings, all with very, very different storylines. For the first time in my life, you have the Lions as the division winners trying to repeat as division winners. You have the Packers, who surprised definitely me. I think I had them winning like 5 games last year. And then you have the Chicago Bears with the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, their new wide receivers, plural, in Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen.
DJ Moore coming back.
That team is... I mean, as far as expectations, again, the poll question, and we now have a tie as the votes come in. The Packers and Bears with the most pressure. I would think that the Bears have more pressure.
100%.
I mean, the Packers, I understand why people think they would have pressure because you have to repeat what you just did. I mean, but then again, last year no one expected that of you. So if you have a little bit of a fall off, like... Are people going to be like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe they were just flash in the pan. They got hot at the right time. But I would think the Bears, obviously, with Caleb Williams, and that's almost wild as like a rookie quarterback, obviously number one overall, but just immediately pressure on the Bears to perform.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm excited, but I'm still a Bears fan.
So you're like me when it comes to the Cowboys in the playoffs. You're just like, I've seen this story before. I know what happens here, and it's usually not good.
Yeah, and on paper, I mean, you got to get excited as a Bears fan. But again, I mean, we are it's so hard to see that almost year after year, just to the north, we have the Green Bay Packers. I grew up 10 minutes from the Wisconsin border, and they know how to draft and develop quarterbacks, and then we'll draft 3 number one quarterback picks in what? How many years? 6? I mean,
I don't want to say his name, but the number 2 selection in the draft a few years ago, Trubisky.
Oh, that was 2. Sorry about that. Though, yeah, okay, 2, and then obviously Fields. But everyone says he's different. He's different.
He is a different cat. What I hope for his sake is that his pocket awareness and presence increases. Because in college, it was a lot of, I'm going to make things happen by myself, outside of the pocket, run, scramble, all over the place, and then I'm just going to hurl this ball downfield, which is great in college when you have a natural talent like that. Like, it can make up for a lot of deficiencies that your team has. But the NFL, where everybody is faster, where the linebacker, the edge rusher is just as fast as you are and can chase you down, that's where I think that he needs to improve, and that where success will come for him is, like, some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, it's what they can do in the pocket and having that awareness around them and being able to make plays there. So that's the one thing where I'm like, for Bears fans' sake, is that he doesn't try and do too much, because it might get him in trouble.
Yeah, and he definitely, like you mentioned, I mean, definitely has raw talent. I think he's different. Like, he has a different mentality. He has a little bit of swag, which, if we could think back, and I actually wasn't even alive, but the 85 Bears had a quarterback. I'm actually wearing his jersey right now. And he had a little bit of swagger to him. So maybe that's a good thing for a Bears quarterback to have. So I guess, but still, as a Bears fan, I hate to say it, but I am a little pessimistic until they kind of prove that they can get the job done.
It's one of those, I got to see it to believe it.
100%, yeah. On paper, a lot of weapons. Probably more weapons than any other team in the division, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball. But again, doesn't matter, because we seem to ruin quarterbacks, so I just hope they let him play.
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily, it's not maybe Chicago's fault itself, but either the crappy coaches or cold weather in Chicago have something to do with it. And actually, that's kind of leading into my question for you. As a Bears fan, it's a two-part question. A, how much do the lack of wide receiver yards in your total, like, historical franchise's record books, did that upset you or not? Because I think your leaders, like Johnny Morris with over 5,000 yards from way back in the 50s and 60s, kind of speaks to that cold weather. And then B, does that kind of make you antsier for a new stadium quicker in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously with the question with the receivers and everything, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with too, with, like, historically the quarterbacks that we've had as a team, right? Kind of one and two. But I'm a little, like, I have mixed feelings as far as stadium, because there's something about it just being cold in the winter and you're out there tailgating and then you're going into the Soldier Field and it's cold. And I mean, that can kind of work to your advantage a little bit when you have certain teams coming in. They're not used to that cold weather. And just, like, historic, I mean, it's Soldier Field, you're outside. So do I think it would be a good thing for the city and for the team? Absolutely. We'd probably get a Super Bowl, kind of like Minnesota, you know, cold weather team. They got a Super Bowl a couple of years ago at US Bank. But I don't know if that really answers the question, but I would just like to, honestly, I'd just like to see us have a quarterback. I think statistically, Jay Cutler, I think, is, like, the best quarterback.
I think so, in, like, Bears history.
Bears history. Right. From a statistical standpoint, I think Smokin' Jay is the best quarterback in franchise history.
And I agree with you from the sense of, like, listen, I don't hear people clamoring for, in Green Bay, like, oh no, we need to build a stadium so that way we get out of this cold weather.
They've also structured their teams, not to knock your Bears, a lot better than the Chicago Bears have. They've had Amon Green, who's the Green running back that I can't remember his first name now for the Packers?
I think it's Amon Green.
Amon Green. I mean, that's like way back in the day. I'm literally thinking from then to now, they have had runners in place in Green Bay, which is a cold weather city. You've got to structure your team a lot differently in Chicago and Green
Amon
Bay.
Amon Green,
yeah. Thank you. In New England, in Pittsburgh, a lot of run-based first teams. So you kind of wonder, drafting a wide receiver and saying, well, if we get the quarterback too, that means we're going to throw for a bunch of yards now. I just wonder, is the cold weather going to affect them like it's affected the others?
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, and again, I mean, this is just a different NFL, too. And I get it. You got to be able to run the ball, especially in those cold weather months at the end of the year. When the football gets harder, whether it's the snow or the rain comes in, or in Chicago's case, the wind.
Yeah.
But again, you got to be happy with, as long as Keenan Allen can stay healthy, having a receiving core of DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, who is probably one of the more underrated tight ends in the league.
Oh, he's so good. He had his coming out party last year.
Yeah, he was great. And then you add a DeAndre Swift as a running back, which you hope that, you know, he looked pretty good for the Eagles and had a nice little run with the Lions as well.
Joe, on paper, we look good. Okay, I'm excited. We look good. But again, to reiterate, as a Bears fan, I am pessimistic until I see them win. But I will say one thing. I don't know if you were going to go into the over-under of how many Bears wins I think we'll have this year.
I got
but I will here, say yeah. this on the record. If the Bears win two games this year, I will be happy if they are both against the Green Bay Packers.
I was going to say, that's... I believe it was... Big Cat from Barstool. He was interviewing Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago, and he was like, well, Aaron, you've won one Super Bowl, but to us Bears fans, beating the Packers is our Super Bowl, and we've done that since you've been there however many times. So, you know, technically, we've won more Super Bowls than you have. And Aaron Rodgers was just smiling and kind of like, yeah, I guess... If you want to take that angle, that's, you guys definitely have. So I hear you. It's like, as a Cowboys fan, if we can beat the Eagles both times in a year, it's like, it's pretty hard for
Not
me to be
year.
Upset. Like, it's pretty hard for me to be mad at that season. It's like 2-15, but two of the wins against the Eagles. I'll take it. I'll take it.
And people drop rivalry with us. You know, the Bears and Packers, there's this rivalry, but unfortunately, it's not much of a rivalry as of late. I just want to be competitive.
Over,
I want to win.
Over, under win total for the Chicago Bears, according to Vegas Insider. This is, you know, also BetMGM, Caesars, DraftKings, all of them, right? They have you at 9.5 wins. DraftKings has the over, under. I was looking at my Cowboys, dear God. Yeah, 9.5 across the board for the Chicago Bears.
That could be playoffs right there.
Ooh. We got a couple 8.5s I'm looking as well. But, with 7 teams make playoffs, that could be good enough.
There's 8 and 9.5s out there on the boards.
We got 9.5 from BetMGM. Caesars has it at 9. And then DraftKings.
How do you feel?
8.5.
Not trying to knock your team, Jerry, but I think 8 or 9 wins is a perfect spot for them. And to see a 9.5 over under, go bet something stupid on that not money you don't have. Don't do that. If you got a couple hundred bucks,
gamble. I just opened a bar.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Gamble responsibly. $200 you were going to go spend on the new NCAA football game. No. Go put it on this Bears under 9.5 wins.
You're saying take the under.
Absolutely. They're going to win 9 if they have a great season with a rookie quarterback. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is terrible, but when do rookie quarterbacks ever have 10, 11 win seasons in the NFL? It doesn't happen very often. The offense is loaded, but I'm kind of leaning back on my rookie quarterback argument. Peyton Manning was 3-13 before his sophomore season.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go under as well. I think they'll have a fun, interesting season, but it is a rookie quarterback. They have a lot of weapons. I think there will be ups and downs, and you're gonna see the potential of this team where it's like, damn, okay, we understand why
there was this pressure and why people have them projected to win 9-10 games possibly. But I think just with the rookie quarterback syndrome that we are going to get right around that mark, but just under it. So,
I'll go under as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm about lowering expectations. So if I go under and then they do better than I think they're going to do, then I'm not too upset.
Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Exactly.
That's basically how I'm out with my Cowboys now. So,
David, right. I'm sure somebody on the text line is going to chime in. Well, Schultzy, the Texans had C.J. Stroud, and they won a lot of games as a rookie. Yeah, but they play in Texas, not Chicago, where I will gamble again that the weather will have an effect on it.
Well, and, you know, the AFC South last year as far as, you know, Titans, Jacksonville choking it towards the end of the year. Titans with Will Levis, they were interesting at a point. But again, the AFC South, that's a much different division than the NFC North.
I actually, now that I look more at this Houston record from last year and their matchups and their wins with C.J. Stroud under center, I think this is the blueprint that Vegas is using to give the Bears a 9.5 over-under. I think they're comparing possibly a breakout on offense from the Bears this year to what Texas or Houston did last year for the Texans.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.